You are up to date on London's Heart.
This is Heart from Global. Heart Breakfast
with Jamie and Emma. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Feel Good Friday, 14th of December. I can't believe it. It is my last show.
When you say it's Feel Good Friday, it is your last show, so it's going to be tinged with sadness today.
It is, a little bit. London's Heart Breakfast with Jamie, Thief, and Emma.
She's going to have under her tree this year.
Oh, I don't know. What are you having under your tree this year?
Well, I know one thing that is coming, a puppy.
A puppy, uh-oh. Not just for Christmas, though, Jamie. Don't forget.
I know. Heart Breakfast with Jamie Thiefton and Emma Bunton. We do have a very special Christmas present for one lucky girl, though. At the beginning of the week, you may remember we received a very special Christmas card from a young girl called Ruby. She's seven. I met her during our Global's Make Some Noise appeal. Ruby's story is tragic. She lost her mum a couple of years ago. So we thought we would try and make her Christmas a little bit more special this year. She has never met Santa before. She was desperate to meet him. So yesterday, I went down to the grotto in Leicester Square, heavily disguised as Santa, and I gave her a huge surprise, which was truly magical. So don't miss what happens when we surprise little Ruby yesterday. We'll play that for you after eight. It's 18 minutes past six now.
Heart Breakfast with Dreams Beds. You know it's time for a new mattress when it's been around since a cloud was just a fluffy white thing in the sky.
Do you know when Ruby kept saying, how am I going to get this? Because she's never been on an aeroplane before.
Oh, my Bless goodness. Her. In bits. And everyone, all you lot are as well. There's text, crying my eyes out listening to Ruby's surprise. That right there is what the magic of Christmas is all about. You guys are amazing. Oh, thank you so much. She's going to miss me in the morning. She said that's from Charlene. Also, I'm in floods of tears. How beautiful that was. What an amazing little girl. Karen from in Abbey Wood. Just loads and loads of texts from you all. All of you crying on the school run.
I did warn you.
Be careful.
I did tell you today was going to be an emotional show. Just see those
windows. It's Jamie Thiefton and Emma Bunton with you this morning, London's Heart Breakfast. I keep getting texts thinking old people are saying, like, have a lovely last day, and they're not, but which is lovely. They're just texting about Ruby. Everyone's like in bits in the car. They're like, oh, I want to take Ruby home with me. Amazing. Kathy says, are you actually kidding me? I've got mascara running down my cheeks. Ridiculous at this time of day. Beautiful, so Christmassy. That's from Kathy. Also, Jamie, I'd like to shake your hand and buy you a beer. That was fantastic.
Oh, really? I'll take them up on that.
Yeah, I think you should.
And just to warn you that there might be more tearful moments over the next half hour because I've done Ruby's surprise. I've got a little surprise for Emma as well. Bunton's last day today. And do you know what? I like the feeling of finding it difficult to say goodbye because it means you found a true friend.
Stop it. What are you trying to do to me? You're usually just making jokes and being, like, silly.
Well, it's an emotional day. I've got a couple of things for you here, right? I just wanted to give you, first of all, I've got you a, well, it's a kind of, you know when you get a leaving card and everyone signs a leaving card?
Yeah.
We couldn't get a card big enough.
What I've done. Oh, my goodness, that is amazing.
So I've pulled the sign off, the heart sign, off the wall. And everyone, all the people that have signed it.
Oh, look!
A lot of people who've signed that won't have a clue who you are. But they've all said nice little things.
Lovely. Where are you? I'm trying to find you.
I'm in the... you see where it says your name at the top? Yeah. Emma, just underneath that.
It's been a blast. I'm going to really miss you. Friendship never ends. I'm changing.
Wow. As you started reading that, I thought, oh, because normally I write something inappropriate. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to read out something filthy on it.
Yeah. The real Jamie comes out.
There you go. And also, look, because it wouldn't be goodbye without a cake.
So I love a cake! Yay!
That's just something I whipped up. That's just something I whipped up last night.
Thank you very much. Oh, bye, bye, Bunce.
So, and I think it's all, it also.
Wow, that is okay.
It's important to remember Emma's not leaving Heart.
No, I've got my show on Sunday.
Still going to be doing her Sunday night show.
Yes.
But you just won't be here with us
in the
at breakfast.
I won't be sitting next to you for a while.
And yeah. I blame this lot. This is the reason why Emma's going.
Oh.
Blooming Spice Girls. It wasn't for them. If it wasn't for them, you'd still be here. I hate change.
I hate change too.
This is for you. Hey Emma, 4 years ago, I went back to work when my youngest little boy was 9 months old. I was starting a new job and that meant commuting for an hour and a half in the car every morning. Ever since then, I've spent that time with you and Jamie every morning. You got me through some long and painful journeys, both in terms of torturous traffic, but also I've battled mummy guilt. I've wept through loads of those journeys, battling the guilt of being a working mum and questioning if I'm doing the right thing. You two messing around has got... What? Messing around?
Yes, messing around.
You two messing around has got me through, and so often I've been laughing out loud in my car looking like a total weirdo to the person crawling along next to me. My boys are 5 and 8 now, and I've really connected with your stories of your boys in parenthood. Aww. I work in marketing and you're a Spice Girl, so that's probably where our connection ends, but I'll really miss you. Thanks for the comfort and the laughs. Never underestimate how much you've touched people's lives.
Let's go!
Oh,
with Jamie Beaston and Emma
Bunton. So many lovely texts and messages.
So many, and I can't thank you enough for being just, like, it's so brilliant and anyway.
Well, listen, don't
got the words.
Save it, because we've got a special goodbye coming up for you in just a bit. And also, a lot of people also texting about Ruby. You can if you missed it,
yes.
You can catch up with it on Facebook, because we filmed the whole thing,
filmed
so you can see
well.
It. It is really
see
remarkable.
A little face.
Go check that out.
Heart's Breakfast. With Dreams Beds, you know it's time for a new mattress when it's been around since mobiles were the size of a brick.
That was my audition.
Dear.
Did you like that?
Don't be taking Mel C's extra bits. Yeah. She'll be upset with you.
It's Friday the 14th of December. It's Emma's last show. It's, what are we now, 12 minutes away.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even realise it was that time.
Yeah. And I just thought, before... before we say goodbye, I just wanted to say that it's been a really special 5 years...
I know.
And we've had fun times, and there's moments that I'll treasure for the rest of my life. And whilst it's going to be sad move going on without you, I'm just really happy that we did it.
So am I.
So, and there's so many happy memories. So thank you for everything. And thank you for being you.
Oh,
and
what are you doing to me?
I can't believe... that it has been 5 years.
Oh, no, 5 years together. And you have been amazing. I've learned so much from you, good and bad. And you're the best. I couldn't do it with anyone else, ever. I just adore you.
Do you remember our first show? Because for me, it seems like yesterday.
It's Emma Bunton!
Yay!
Oh, making radio history. This
morning,
it is the all-new Heart Breakfast Show with Jamie Theakston and Emma Bunton.
Emma Bunton, come on, sounds give good. Give me a heart.
Just cheeky buns.
Cheeky buns.
It's lols and giggles. It's poops and whoops and stilts and pulls.
Poops and whoops. Sorry, I'm laughing. But Jamie's right next to me on the bed, ready for some waxing. And leap. And jump.
And leg warmers.
We're spending too much time together. You look good today, Jamie.
Thanks very much.
Mind you, I forgot my glasses. That's always funny, isn't it, when your mate, Gobby, has to be quiet.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Why are you looking at me?
Dream will see the show in bed, so here we are. It's breakfast in bed for Emma's 40th today.
Jennifer Lawrence is our special guest.
I'm nervous.
Why?
I'm sitting next to Emma. She's baby spider.
I'll be right.
For those of you who can't see this, it's Jade, Emma's boyfriend.
Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy are here.
Yay!
Big thanks to Michael McIntyre, our special guest.
Wonderful.
This morning.
It's nice to have a funny man in the studio.
Yeah, all right.
Michael Bublé has challenged me to walk on fire.
It is time to get your heart tattoo done. All set to go?
Yep, all ready.
Okay, fire that.
Oh, I'm really frightened now.
Okay, off you go. Do your work.
I'm sweating.
Beautiful.
And vigorous exercise, like running for a minimum of 2.5 hours every week, can cut the risk of catching flu by around 10%.
I'd rather have flu.
The other dream is to do a duet with a Spice Girl.
Yes!
Fox Ticks just ruined her song.
Yeah.
What did you sing?
Two Become One.
Two to Become One.
Two to Become One.
Robbie Williams!
Yay. You two are looking ripped. So I thought maybe we could start the whole morning off with a strip off.
Oh,
what do you think? Come on, get your kids off for the girls. Hello, morning, London's Heart Breakfast. Jamie Thixton, Emma Bunton, and...
Tate.
Hi.
Oh, listen. At home, Tate, is the house as tidy as the studio? Would you say? Is Mum? Does she keep a tight ship?
Well, no.
What is Mum? I've often wondered what Mum's like at housework around the house. Is she always ironing and hoovering?
No, she never
hoovers. No. Okay. Come and sit down. The Spice Girls are here. Great to have you all here.
Look who it is, Jamie.
I keep on saying, in this context, Spice Girls with Jamie, it's like alive and kicking.
I wanted to let you know that I won't be sitting next to my bestest, most gorgeous friend, Jamie, every morning after Christmas. The people I meet every day, to all the mums, to the children and the school run who say they listen every morning, I think I make them laugh. I am a mummy, and next year is obviously very, very busy for me with the Spice Girl tour, and I'm doing my own album, and I need that time to be with my kids as well.
In the morning while I'm still in bed. Emma, you've been absolutely fabulous over the last few years. You've been an amazing role model to an entirely new generation of young women who can grow up believing that they can do absolutely anything they want to be. And you've also made the rest of us feel like we're friends with this Spice Girl. You're absolutely fabulous and we love you. Good luck on tour next year.
Hi, my name's Rebecca. We listen every morning on the way to school, and our kids, they're 11, 9, and 4, and they absolutely adore you and Jamie together, and they were excited that you have to go, but they're happy for your kids.
Hi, Emma. My name is Sandra from Brent. I listen to you every morning while getting ready to work. I was very tired crying in the bus while hearing to your news, and in front of me there was another girl, and she was crying as well. Without saying a word, we looked at each other, and we knew it was because we were both sad about hearing this news. So I wish you the very, very best, and I'll see you live in June 2019.
I had a little bit of a moment during that song then.
Oh, I got a bit emotional.
Well, I was just thinking about all... I just had flashbacks to all the time that we've had together. And little moments that I'd forgotten about.
Stop.
Like Top of the Pops and Live and Kicking.
I know. I'm going to miss you all so much, Jamie. I love you with all my heart. Guys, I love you all. I'm going to miss my whole team. And just thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hi, Emma. It's your mummy here, a.k.a. Mummy Bunton. I just love listening to you every morning. You brighten up my day. And I'm so, so proud of you. And, you know, listening to the laughs that you and Jamie have every morning, even if some of them are about me. But anyway, seriously, Jamie, how are you going to replace my beautiful singing voice on your competitions? Good morning, good morning. She is great to stay up late. Good morning.
Please.
Good morning to you and you and you and you.
What are my Spice Girls tickets? Are they still okay?
I knew you would, right? Of course.
And that's why we do it. It's a funny old job.
It is.
So we've laughed for 5 years, so it feels odd to cry, but we're going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you too.
And this is the moment that I've dreaded for ages, because I've got to push this button and then it's all over.
Oh. Stop it.
You ready?
I think so. Bye.
Heart Breakfast with Dreams Beds.